project Keshav off. Tishvav is two separate things. It's Avelus and Tainus. Very, very different. They overlap. The Avelus of Tishvav begins before Tishvav. What calls Avelus Yishona? Avelus the Rabba. Why it's different from regular Avelus? What is the nature of this Avelus? What is Avelus in general? So, Medina de Gemara, Medina de Mishnah, Avelus begins up. Rishi Nichnas of Mamad and Besimcha. So, Medina de Gemara, there is beginning Tisha B'Av, beginning Rosh Chodesh, then Shua Shechal B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av right before the Tanis, and Tisha B'Av. We Minig Ashkenaz, is whatever the Gemara says, is true beginning Rosh Chodesh. We begin Shabbat Sabbatamos. Whatever beginning the Gemara is Shua Shechal B'Av, we begin Rosh Chodesh 9 days. In general terms, based on Gemara and Yavamas, it's beginning on Shavuos Batamas, and that's the halachos of Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months for a parent. Beginning of Rosh Chodesh has been of Shloshim, with certain variations. Gemara and Yavamas talks about those variations. Shavuos Shechal B'Av is an intensification of the Shloshim. Sura Mafsekes, we have right before. Is what in own or in own end of made some mutal fun of Tisha B'Av within a shiva, but also be oval, also be Tisha B'Av. It's Tainus begins when Tainus begins. Because the Tainus begins when the Tainus begins. So, a Tainus, and there's an overlap, the Chamishi Nuyim, Nilas Asantos both. And Avelus is very different than Tainus. We're coming from very different angles. On the other Taniyos, it's only Tainus, not Avelus. Not Tisha B'Av, it's Avelus. And Tisha B'Av is a day . It's an interesting day. Day, as Rama says, Meyua L'Peronius. It's a day that many, many tzaras happened to Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. 1492, that's Geirish, day of Geirish Sfarad. If you take a look in the 1930s through 1945 in Holocaust histories, what happened on Tisha B'Av, you'll see countless major disasters in the Holocaust happened on Tisha B'Av. But, interesting, either the Avelus or the Tainus has nothing to do with those disasters. Rabban writes, the purpose of Tainus is to remember five events that happened because of our Avelus, to rectify them, to make sure we undo the consequences of them. That is Ram writes in Yovel's times. Nesivis in his parish to Echa begins. Some people have a morbid sense of reliving the past and sort of kicking. The only reason we recall the past is to tell us how to lead our lives in the future. Otherwise, it's sick. Of course, he would not be happy with all the Holocaust, this, that, and the other thing. Very unhappy with it. Because none of these people think there's a constructive purpose in it. Oh yeah, there is, to make sure anti-Semitism won't happen again. But the problem with that, it doesn't really recognize why anti-Semitism happens. Leaves HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture. And the third, it just doesn't work. Anti-Semitism is greater now. It's been, there has been ever since 1945. I have a member of Congress who's this past week speaking all over and over in vicious anti-Semitic terms. And her, okay, the Republicans are against her, the Jews are against her, the majority of the Democratic Party keeps quiet. Blatant, vicious anti-Semitism. Now, what happened just yesterday? One in the city of Boston, city of New York, but it's Maisa B'chol Yom all over the place. In broad daylight in the main street in Boston, in front of the Chabad school, one of the Bam of the Chabad school there was walking. Someone stabbed him 8 times just because he's Jewish and ran off. So I decided, I saw that in the front news. I said, so what is the main Boston newspaper going to have it? They didn't even carry it on the front page. A woman walking the outskirts of Williamsburg, middle broad daylight, someone threw her down on the ground. That's because she was obviously a Jewish woman. Mishandled her and ran off. It's Maisa B'chayom. It's Maisa B'chayom. I'm just waiting for the next anti-Semitic thing to blame the Jews for what happened in Miami. I haven't seen it yet. It'll happen to me, don't worry. In fact, I know they can blame it's the Jews' fault for 9/11. That happened to that too. So it's a Jewish plot. So it doesn't work. It has to spill itself out in the mice and therefore what? And so what? What difference does it make in your life? And on Tisha B'av, what is Avelis? What's Avelis all about? Avelis, let's say Avelis for parent. Right, for parent, I unfortunately sat Avelis twice, my two parents. What are you supposed to do there? What's the avoda of Avelis? Focusing on those madregas of the person, who they were, and what you lost. A person doesn't go away from this world unless someone recognizes he was a person of value, and something is lost to the world. That is that's totally essential. Something was lost to the world. You lost the parent, what was lost? What does it mean in my life? What did I get from this parent? What did they give me? And what have I lost now that the parent isn't there anymore? That's what Avelis is. And if a from Jew leaves the world and there's no one to sit shiva, so get this halacha. 10 people sit in his house and sit shiva for him. A Jew doesn't leave this world unless you recognize something of value is lost to the world. Number one. It's basic. The Rambam says, Nicham Avelim is not only Kovar HaChayim, it's also Kovar HaMeis. To help the other focus and you focus on what was lost. On Tisha B'Av is another dimension. It's Avelis plus Tainus. Tainus says, what did Ram say? Lo over. It's something that sort of happened to Klal Yisrael. Sort of happened to Tzibo. There's an obnoxious, I'll even use an extreme for it, it's an obnoxious, self-righteous idea. We can't view the Holocaust that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's against every piece of Jewish thought that exists. And that's, and people who don't want to confront reality go into non-thought. Rambam writes, every tzora that happens at Tzibo, the Tzibo has to look, why did it happen? How do we correct ourselves? If you don't do that, you're an achzar. You're cruel. Because then, if you know, you're not going to do tshuva for it, you're not correct, and it's going to come back and back and back in more extreme fashion. Alachtem imi keri. Alachtem yafani b'chamas keri. I'm trying to shake you up, and you say, oh. So if the past 16 months, 17 months, or whatever, in world's history has turned the world upside down, it's sort of unparalleled precedence. Say, well, there's a virus gone out of a lab in China, it's this, it's that. So why all of a sudden there was this type of virus gone out of this lab in China? There are a lot of viruses and a lot of labs in China, a lot of things have happened. Have to do with the Yad Hashem. It's Yad Hashem. So Rav says, what's Tisha B'Av? The Avelis of Tisha B'Av is the Churban HaBayis. And people, oh, it's a horrible thing, Beis HaMikdash. So what's the Beis HaMikdash? Why is it so horrible? You stop 90% of people, oh, doctor, so what's the big deal? Big deal. Oh, yeah, that's where the coastal is, that's where this is, it's a national symbol. No. Avelis is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's what Beis HaMikdash is. And Beis HaMikdash is gone, it's a Siluk HaShechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is departed from this world. Not totally. It's not as visible as concrete. You can't connect to him in the easy way that it could have been in the past. It's a Siluk HaShechina. It's distancing ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that's what we lost. So the stupidity of what do you do on Tisha B'Av afternoon? Watch Holocaust movies. It's a very big thing. Watch Holocaust movies. Special Tisha B'Av program, watching Holocaust movies. How do you confront that? Oh, the Germans were very bad people. So therefore, what difference does it make in your life? And therefore, it's a horrible, horrible thing. Very bad thing. And therefore, right, what's the therefore? Therefore, the Rambam says that if the therefore is not true, it's pointless. The Siddur said, just dwelling on it without a lefikach is morbid. It's sick. Not so sick, some people make millions of dollars on it. But the people get sucked into, oh, you know what it is? We'll prevent anti-Semitism in the world now. There's more anti-Semitism in 2021 than any time since 1945. It's fashionable. Now, it's very fashionable on the left to be anti-Semitic. So what's the lefikach? And therefore, what? What's interesting? When the Rama says, why are we fasting today? We're fasting today because we have tzaras, so caused by our virus, we have to do tshuvas, tshuva for them, and to correct it, and if we don't correct it, the tzaras will continue. So what's the first tzara he mentions? That means when you fast on Tisha B'Av, one of the reasons you're fasting is Chet HaMeraglim. I can guarantee you'll stop 100 people and they'll show you davening on Tisha B'Av and say, why are we fasting? Not a single one will mention the Chet HaMeraglim. That's it. Ram says that's one of the reasons he's fasting. Because whatever was the problem with the Chet HaMeraglim, we're continuing Arayom. And we continue the Arayom. Means unless we correct it, it's going to keep going. What is the Chet HaMeraglim? What do we continue the Arayom? And what are we supposed to do about it? That's the Rama says part of the Avodah of Tisha B'Av. And then the Rama says, what are the five things? What are the five? Chet HaMeraglim, Tubat HaMikdash, destruction of Beitar, and to the Sufas of Russia plowed Harabais, turn it into a plain field. That's the last three, relatively straightforward. Chorban and Bias, two. There's Beitar. When did Beitar happen? Beitar began the Hadrianic Revolt, the revolt against the Romans. Time of Hadrian that almost brought the Roman Empire to its knees. People think it was a minor part. No, it's a major part of the entire Roman Empire. Tens of thousands of people were killed. They thought Bar Kokhba was Mashiach, and they're going to get back to Beis HaMikdash. Why? It was 65 years after the Churban HaBayis. Now, 70 years was the time between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. 65, okay, we went through it, finished, we're back up. Beis HaMikdash now means Mashiach. Poof, the entire city killed. They dug on. And Bar Kokhba was killed, the Rambam, whose mom is Neri Bavanosa. Was killed because of his own Averis. So you have to look at Beitar, what went wrong there. And then Sion Sod Techoresh. Because who was in Russia at that point in history? Decided to plow Beit HaMikdash. They want to know archaeologically, so the Arabs say there was never Beit HaMikdash there. Why? Because they don't. There's no historical remnants of it. So that's why they did all these excavations, getting rid of everything and dumping it. It's the Arab way of. That's an Arab form of history. You rewrite it to the way you want and you change facts on the ground to try to justify it. But Sion means it was Jews would come to the Churban HaBayis there and still feel his sorrows of connecting somehow. There's nothing there anymore. All that's there is what? A field. It's gone. That's the. These two things are the finality. It's the finality of the Churban HaBayis. The Jews spread wide over the world. Rabbi Akiva killed Asar Haruga Malchus. Disaster. Okay. No, but let's get back to Chet HaMeraglim. Chet HaMeraglim, where is it today? It's all over the place. What was the problem with Chet HaMeraglim? It's a very surprising chet. After all, in a surprising chet, Klal Yisrael spent a year living all the nisim damas vadeik in the Arav Derish and Baruch Hara. They'd seen a Yad Hashem, they'd seen Egyptian brought to its knees. And then that final night, Makas B'chorus, Rati Baron Sambala, Anil Amal, it's clear HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. 7 days later, they created Sam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisim Gului HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. A little bit later, Maimon Har Sinai, 6 weeks later, Maimon Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. They're in the midbar, in their little bubble. You need breakfast, go out in the front door. There's Jim Nafetzadik, the man standing in your front door. A little Etzadik, you have to go somewhere to get it. But it's there. You need water, go to your local cellar and take Mayim in our cellar. You need clothes, no problem, some household walls somewhere. Everything's taken care of. So why didn't they think HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of Canaan? Maybe one or two reasons. They're both two different portions. But it sounds like idea. Some say, okay, fine. That's when we're here in Eretz Yisrael, in the midbar, but we're going to Eretz Yisrael for normal life. Normal life, we have to do it on our own. The refusal to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ashgach HaPratis. Number one. Or could be they got so used to everything that's happened in the midbar, they stopped reading it and said, this is natural life. Natural life, something that falls down on a shemayim, on my front doorstep, it's there for me to eat. Natural life. Natural life. Think, okay, it is an ace, but we're coming to Eretz Yisrael, be natural life. Refusal to realize that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Eretz Yisrael, natural life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still in charge, hands on running it. It's not up to you. If he says it'll happen, there's no question how. He's running it. He can run it in the midpoint, he can run it in Eretz Yisrael, he does what he wants and he achieves what he wants. Now, that is even more serious today. Today we live in a scientific age. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out of the picture. Famous story of Napoleon and Laplace. Those of you who never heard who Laplace was. And Lagrange was sitting there. Laplace and Lagrange are the two famous mathematicians, physicists at the time. Napoleon. Plus wrote a book on celestial mechanics, the motion of all the planets and everything, the moons, etc. And he presented it to his emperor, Napoleon. Napoleon turned to him and said, you mentioned the great creator. In this, if you talk about how the planets move and how the moons and everything. So, Laplace's comment was a famous French comment. Je n'ai pas de cette hypothèse. Je n'ai pas besoin de cette hypothèse. I have no need for that hypothesis. And to which it is Chava de Lagrange, also top, the Gdolei Olam, says, good hypothesis, explains an awful lot. That idea, we don't need a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world just runs by itself. To see a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything you do, it's amazing how loch I just spoil from it. Sometimes to think about it. You go to the bathroom, make a broch. Why? What? Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a goof. And it works. It's an amazing book. No one really understands how it works. You eat a carrot, okay? There's something inside that, so there's some sort of a lab inside you that takes it apart into all its different vitamins. You need vitamin A for your eyes, okay? It takes the vitamin A from your stomach, from your intestine, put it up into your optic nerve to make you see better. You have green vegetables. It takes the iron out of the green vegetable, out of the beets you eat, and puts it into your blood, so your red corpuscles function better. Unbelievable. Drink milk, takes the calcium out of it, and puts it into your bones. First of all, it's a separate part. It is this whole laboratory that takes separate part and all its component parts. And then I was where to put each one. The calcium goes here, the vitamin A goes here, the vitamin B goes here, the vitamin C goes there. It's amazing. Anyway, stop and think about it. It happens automatically. You have this little heart there that's pumping. No one can really figure out. There's a little pump there, and you have an entire fluid system going through your body. Making sure the blood does this, that, and everything else. So during the day, every time you go to the bathroom, you remind yourself, you know, I have a body that functions. There's no automatic. No automatic. You know when you think it's automatic? When it doesn't work a little bit. Something goes on. You walked in the basement this morning, the lights are there, it's all automatic. When you realize it's not automatic, a little pee on something outside doesn't work well. It's not automatic anymore. So when it works automatically, you have to say, look, I accept the fact. There's nothing automatic. When people go around getting the best doctor for this, that, and the other thing, yeah, you're supposed to do a hishtabas. But accepting the fact that Rosh Baruch is running the world, not simple. Goes against everything, the whole culture of science that we live in today. That's the Chetam Rakam. So, what was the remedy for the Chetam Rakam? Mechilta says. It says, when Nochem Elkim Derech Eretz Plishtim Ki Tarfu, could have just taken them up the coast. And we're saying to Eretz Yisrael 11 days. He didn't do that. The original plan was a year and a half. That got a little messed up for 40 years. Why? Some mechiltasas. He brought them straight to Eretz Yisrael. The whole thing it's his Messiah would have been some puff. Each one would go to his business, this one would go to his vineyard, this would go to his orchard, this would go to his wheat field, everything. Turn my tail off, what's going to happen to him? Ella, he bursts for a year and a half, and then for 40 years. They were in this little bubble there in the Midbar. Don't worry about food, don't worry about water, don't worry about clothes, don't worry about health, don't worry about anything. Didn't have to wake up in the morning and go to work, don't worry about that. Didn't have to wake up in the morning to check your investments, don't worry about that. So what'd you do? They said all day in a shiva by Moshe Rabbeinu. After a year and a half, that should have been enough. It wasn't enough. So 40 years sitting in a shiva, that is enough. The avoda is. That's one of the least known parts of Tisha B'av. It's avelus and tainus for, not tain, avelus, tain. What did we lose? Avelus, you know what we lost. Had Klal Yisrael stayed in the proper Madrega, They would have gone into with Moshe Rabbeinu as the leader, built a Beis HaMikdash right away, Mashiach would have come. We blew it. And that's all part of the Avodas HaTishah. Besides the Chol Hamoed. Okay.